Time to talk greyhound racing with Mick Pink Floyd, and there's always a lot going on. G'day, Mick.
Good morning, Matty. You're right, there is always something going on in greyhound racing. Another big week of feature events around the country this week coming.
We were trying to get a Pink Floyd song as your intro song, but we couldn't download one in time because we're determined to shift your nickname. So we're working on that one. The Brisbane Gold Cup Thursday night.
Yeah, it's a really nice final too. The Victorians, of course, went up there in numbers and some very impressive performances turned in as well. Miss Belinda Miro, who is a reserve for the Melbourne Cup, is in absolutely superlative form, and she was brilliant again last week in last week's heat. She's come up with box two in the final tonight and does look very hard to beat. She's a current odds-on favourite, but a couple of others to keep a close eye on. Hasten Slowly, who was awful out of the boxes last week, but will be better for it. He's drawn in box three. It was an enormous run of the heat. And if he can settle a little bit closer to the speed, he certainly comes into the mix there. Other Victorians to keep an eye on. Not Available, who's one of those dogs that just pops up in Group 1 final after Group 1 final. He's going to have a bit of trouble out of Box 5, though, because he can never draw a box in these finals. And Dinah Chance ran in Box 8. He was enormous last week. Another one that doesn't have a lot of pace out of the boxes, but once he hit the line, he was absolutely flying. Cosmic Bonus, the four, was the best of the Queenslanders. But Miss Plenty Miro does look hard to beat if you're looking for a bit of each-way value. Hasten Slowly is the one to follow there. $100,000 race now. It was a $75,000 race up until Queensland announced their prize money increases just a couple of weeks ago, and a nice little bonus there for connections.
Gee, the money's great in greyhound racing. I can't believe it. Anyway, Saturday night, Group 2 Ballarat Cup.
Yeah, the Ballarat Cup, another one that was very well supported again. Some very nice performances as well. Shadale, who's a good through the Melbourne Cup series, he's gone through there. Brought up Buzz's comment with the red was very impressive. The two fastest qualifiers, Aston Cometto and Fully Loaded, they were very impressive. Aston Cometto was a little bit disappointing in the shootout after his enormous Melbourne Cup, his enormous Geelong Cup win, rather. Maybe better suited to one turn tracks at this point of his career. He's a big dog and does take a bit of time to get going. He's certainly suited to horseshoe tracks here. And of course, they come out of box three, you should get a nice enough run. But I reckon Belt Up Buzz out of the red is the one to beat in that Ballarat Cup final Saturday night.
Now, for those who are wondering what the greyhound equivalent of an Oaks is, it's a Laurels, isn't it? And the heats are on Sandown on Sunday.
They are, and hot off the press, the fields have come out, and they are hot. Now, the Laurels is, as you said, it's the equivalent of the Oaks. It's for young female chasers, and quite often it's a series you look back on in 6 months to judge how good it is. But this year, it's the opposite. This is a very, very hot series. When you've got the likes of Black Opium going into the race, the Melbourne Cup runner-up, who's won...
Even though she was beaten in that, she's the biggest buzz greyhound in the land by a mile, isn't she?
I think so, yeah. The Kennel Mate Poke the Bears, widely regarded as one of the best chasers in the country, but I think she's the one that has the most buzz about her, no doubt at all. She's now 8 out of 9, I believe. Their only defeat comes in that Melbourne Cup final, where she was enormous. She's a bit like Fernando Bowe when he got beaten in the Melbourne Cup. He actually won more admirers after that run, and she was no different. She had every right to call it a day, given how young she is and the point of her career that she's at. But she stuck on really well behind My Redeemer, and it was a really good run, and then franked that form last week, winning a free-for-all again at Sandown Park. She's just enormous. Not only has she got brilliant early speed, she's strong at the end, and she's shown her last few starts that she's got a real will to win as well, and that's going to bode very well for her future chances. And essentially dropping back in class now to a Laurel seat, she's coming with box four in the third heat, race seven on Sunday. She's got an empty box on her outside. She doesn't know anything but drawing those squeeze boxes, so she'll be right at home at box four, and she does look a step above. But there's some other good types in there as well, including the likes of Sweet as M, who will see over more ground. She just can't get out of her own way early doors. Big clumsy type, but has an enormous motor. Time to talk. Who won a feature race on Melbourne Cup night in very impressive fashion. And greyhounds like Sweet as often imitated. Shiver Breeze coming over from South Australia and trialled very impressively on Monday at Angle Park. And Federal Lily's a nice type as well. But six Laurel seats on Sunday. The semi-finals are Sunday following. And the big Group 2 final on December 22nd.
Hey, there's a good free-for-all at Sandown on Thursday featuring the dog you just mentioned, Poke the Bear. One thing I wanted to ask you about, we've only got 60 seconds, the National Greyhound Draft is on Sunday the 16th of December. What is a National Greyhound Draft?
So it's a new initiative from Greyhound Clubs Australia. Basically, we've bought 30 outstandingly bred greyhounds. We've got 10 team leaders. They'll be drafted three greyhounds into each of those teams, and punters out there have the opportunity to get on board with those teams. So shares are only $2,500 each. There's 20 shares in a syndicate. Jump onto the Greyhound Draft website. Just punch in National Greyhound Draft into Google, and it'll send you in the right direction there. But we've got some of the best trainers in the country with some of the best bred dogs and a great opportunity to get involved in the great sport of greyhound racing.
Pink. That's you, Pink.
That's me.
Yeah. Have you got a winner for us at Sandown tonight?
Yeah, won't be too brave if I said Poke the Bear should win race 8, but if you're looking for a little bit more value, and we all do, race 6, number 2, Miss Innings. It's around about $7.50 at the moment. I think she's a really good each-way chance. That's race 6, number 2, Miss Innings.
Thank you, Michael.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Mick Pink Floyd there. Next week we're going to have a little bit of betting underneath him, a bit of musical betting.